The search is over. Anna Mari Kause is the new president of the University of Washington. She became interim president back in March after former UW president Michael Young jumped ship for a job at Texas A&M. Kause first came to the university back in 1986 as a psychology professor, and she told Jeannie Yandel she never expected to be here this long.
The city did call to me, and the university called to me when I came, so it was an easy decision to make. I thought I'd spend a good 4 or 5 years here and then go back to the East Coast where I belonged. What's kept me here is a combination of a truly spectacular region and city. I mean, this is a city that, a region that feeds my soul. In Miami, I would have never become a hiker or on the East Coast. And here, you know, it's so beautiful. It just, you know, kind of pulls you in. But also of a university that I think is truly special. I talk about this a lot because it is what kept me here and what I think is so important about making sure that we keep here. And that's that nexus between access and excellence. There's a lot of places that do one or the other well, but places that truly can propel students to the highest levels of excellence and that also are doing it with kids of modest means. That's rare. I stay here because I'm incredibly happy. I'm incredibly proud to be part of this place. It feeds my heart. It feeds my head. It feeds my soul.
You just talked about the university providing access for students of modest means, giving them a platform that they can propel off of. In April, you made a pretty major initiative announcement. It was a race and inequity initiative. What at the university made you think this is something we have to tackle?
My decision to make that a major initiative really had as much to do with what was going on in society as what was going on within the university. Last year, a series of incidents, and, you know, I could, you know, list off the name of the young African-American men whose lives were ended, affected our students deeply. A number of the young men were their age, and I was so impressed with how responsibly they channeled their outrage. They had a march across campus that was probably the largest march we've seen since the 60s or 70s. And it was peaceful. It was passionate, but it was peaceful. But there was an incident during that march that really made it clear that this wasn't just about something out there, but that this is something within our walls, within our own hearts.
What was the incident?
As the students were walking by the fraternity area, there was some name-calling. And our students of color, particularly our underrepresented minorities, because they're much more apt to be first generation or low income, because race and class and this society are wedded, already question whether they belong when they get here. And so anything from the odd look to the seemingly innocent question can end up reinforcing that sense of not belonging, not being welcome, not really being a part. And I felt that we couldn't just keep ignoring that. I think universities play and should play a very important forward-thinking role in society. And it's our obligation to take on the world's most complex, messy, difficult, vexing problems.
I'm talking with Anna Mari Kause. Yesterday, the University of Washington Board of Regents named her the president of the university. She's held the job in an interim capacity since March. But before that, she worked at the university for almost 30 years. She started as an assistant professor of psychology in 1986. Right now, I'm sure you've heard about this, there are some faculty members who are pushing to unionize at the University of Washington. What do you think about that?
I do not think this is a good thing for the university and for administration-faculty relationships. I want to begin by making very, very clear that I'm pro-union. The university has about 16,000 employees in 11 different unions, and one of my goals is to make sure that those relationships not only continue to go well but improve. So I'm very pro-labor, and I'm very positive about unions. But I think faculty and the relationship of faculty to the larger university is different because they're part of a shared governance system. Responsibility in the university is distributed. The most important management decisions that are made in a university are not made by the president or provost, although at some point they may come up to us for final approval, but they're made by faculty. I think that's part of what makes a university great. And I think that inserting a third party in the middle of that, that does not have the kind of deep understanding of what a university is and about what faculty members are. Our faculty is also very complex, which is one of the issues that I worry about with one union for everybody. We have been making progress. We will make more progress. I'd really love to have a chance to show what we can do together. And it is distressing to me that this is the moment that we're having this conversation, because I think it's a moment where we can really, really move forward together.
That sounds like an issue that you'll be wrestling with this next year of your presidency. That makes me wonder what the biggest priority for you is this next year as president.
I think that my biggest priority next year and throughout my life will be making sure that that nexus between access and excellence is something that is at the core of our university, that it's not one or the other. I am so proud of our legislature at the fact that they really made a very clear statement about access this year in lowering tuition. Next legislative session, I want to see them have that same kind of passion about excellence.
Anna Marie Kause. She's the new University of Washington president. The pick was announced yesterday, and in full disclosure, KUOW is a self-sustaining service of the University of Washington.